Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Ben and Izzy with your 9am Zedlines. In local news, parents and National Disability Insurance Scheme providers are voicing concerns that facility fees charged by Queensland state schools are deterring occupational therapists from operating. Currently, therapy providers can be charged fees to access school facilities that cannot be charged to the NDIS. According to Education Queensland, these fees are decided by school principals on a case-by-case basis. The Queensland Teachers Union are now calling on the state government for increased funding for school-based roles and for greater administrative support services.
The Liberal National Party has indicated it will remove family-friendly hours at Queensland Parliament if it wins the next election. Family-friendly hours were introduced by the Labor Party in 2018, which ensure Parliament adjourned at 7:30pm at the latest on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, and 6:30pm on Thursdays. LNP have disputed that the hours are family-friendly, stating that regional MPs cannot go home to their families at the end of the day. Manager of Opposition Business Andrew Powell indicated that if they were elected, they would make MPs sit for longer hours to allow for more debate time for bills that go before Parliament. However, Labor has reaffirmed their support for current arrangements.
In national news, the Australian government is being called on to investigate allegations of war crimes and genocide perpetrators residing in Australia. The calls come after investigations by The Guardian and Four Corners revealed that the Rwandan government is seeking two men residing in Australia for their alleged participation in the 1994 Rwandan genocide. The media investigations did not come to conclusions as to the validity of the allegations. However, Executive Director of the Australian Centre for International Justice, Rowana Ruff, has criticised Australia for lacking a specialised unit for investigating international crimes, stating that the nation is falling behind other states that are actively bringing cases to prosecution.
Figures released Thursday by the Productivity Commission have confirmed a fall in productivity in 2022-2023. Commission Deputy Chair Alex Robson said a surge in hours worked contributed to the apparent productivity decline because it wasn't accompanied by extra capital or innovation. The slump detracted from overall economic growth in 2022-23, but the extra hours worked were beneficial for a labour force that was heavily impacted by the pandemic. Mr. Robson said sustainable wage growth required a requisite productivity increase to prevent inflationary pressures.
And in international news, experts have identified weapons resembling American and Australian-made rifles in the hands of Papua New Guinea tribal groups. The footage was reportedly filmed in late January, a month before a massacre in the PNG Highlands, killing at least 49 people. The weapons in the footage have features similar to the American M16A2 rifle and Australian L1A1 self-loading rifle. The findings are concerning for Australian authorities, and PNG police are investigating the flow of arms to tribal groups.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It's currently 25 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 31. The UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zz.org.au to read more.
Thar she blow!